Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Manny, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Do you like to scream? Like, there are moments right there that, you know, if I had my mic off, I might have went, oh, what did I just do? But you make a production of screaming, right?
I do. That's correct.
You popped up in, you know, just a lighthearted news story we were sharing on the show last week, and we learned about Scream Club Chicago. You're the creator. Tell everybody what it is.
Sure. Just to give you a little backstory, I'm a breathwork practitioner and a men's transformational coach. In my breathwork classes, we do, we do some breathing, and it helps you kind of reduce some of the stress and anxiety that you have. And at some point, I make everybody scream. And I thought that, you know, that's where people really have that transformational experience. And one day I was walking by the lake with my girlfriend, and we were just having a really tough week. And I said to her, hey, do you want to just go yell into the lake? And she goes, yeah, I think I do. So we found a spot over at North Avenue Beach Pier that, you know, it goes out into the water a bit, so it's kind of away from everyone else. And, you know, there were a few people there, and I said, hey, guys, I know this is going to sound weird, but we're about to scream into the lake. Do you want to join us? And they were like, yes, oh, my God, yes. And, you know, we collectively screamed into the lake. More people joined in. Some people cried, and that's when I knew that I was onto something here. So I started Scream Club, and, you know, we get together, every Sunday at 7 PM. You know, more people come every week, because we've only done it for 4 weeks so far. And we just yell out into the lake, whatever rough stress, anxiety, work related, relationship related, traffic related stuff that we had going on. And we let it go and we scream into the lake for it.
Wow. And I was asking Mary, because I'm not a screamer. I'm that person that will practice deep breathing and try and control my breathing to get myself out of a moment of stress or anxiety or anything. But Mary, what did you say? You said when you scream, it's what?
I haven't done it in a long time. I probably should start doing it again. It's a release. It just, I don't know. It makes me feel better.
And that's it, Manny, right? It makes you feel better?
Yeah, and I think, you know, what it does, it does give you that cathartic feeling when you do it. You know, if you're stressed, if you have anxiety, if you're just upset about whatever it may be, you know, you find calm and you find release in doing the scream. It boosts physical energy. You know, powerful vocal release can do that. So, and it's also, I think, with the community that we're building, it's also obviously increasing the social bonding between people.
Well, I got to tell you, something's happening, because if you've only been doing it for 4 weeks and you're already getting media coverage and people are buzzing about it in Chicago, I think you're on to something.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't expect this to blow up as quickly as it has. It was just, it's just a way for me to help people release that stress. And you know, one of the videos, I think like the third scream that we did kind of went viral, has like 170,000 views.
Wow.
And everyone's just commenting, yeah, God, I need this. So I think that there's a need for this, and I think that just gives people a safe space to do so.
And the sense of community, just coming together and everyone doing it together, there's something about that, right?
Yeah, I think it gives people permission. I think that most people are a little bit bashful. I think if you were to do this by yourself at the lake, people would be like, what is going on with that person?
Yeah.
So being able to do this with multiple people, it does make people feel safer. Again, it does give them that permission to do what they need to do.
That's fun. So, you don't have a website. You have nothing. You're just you're viral on social media, and you meet every what night at 7 p.m. Sundays?
Yeah, so every Sunday, 7 p.m., we do it over at North Avenue Beach Pier. And the idea behind it, again, is like, you know, we've gone the whole week dealing with work, stress, relationships, whatever. And I thought, you know, it would be great to do it at 7 p.m., the end of the day, at the end of the week, to start Monday fresh.
Hmm. I like it. I like it a lot. And what is a men's transformational coach?
So it's just to help men become a little bit more self-aware, a little bit more emotionally intelligent. You know, I think that, you know, one of the bigger problems that we have right now going on in the world is just that they're, you know, men were taught our whole lives to not feel, to not show emotion, to hold it in. And, you know, I want to help me who I was 5 years ago. And I've come a long way with the self-development journey, Leatherman. Get there a little bit quicker if I can.
Manny, can you hold your phone out and just give us a big scream and let it all out?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
give me
one
sec. Hold on.
Let's hear it.
I didn't want to scare the neighbors too much. That's all I got.
I love that. I hope you'll join us again in the future.
Will do. I hope so too.
That's Manny Hernandez, creator of Scream Club Chicago.